We're joined by the former Liberal Democrat MP, Len Budopick, and by Dr. Philip McGarry, who's the chair of the Royal College of Psychiatrists in Northern Ireland. Dr. McGarry, if I could start with you, why should it be down to the state to impose it?
It's not just down to the state. We all have responsibility, and indeed I think we do need to have a debate about the whole culture of our society. However, it is recognised worldwide that alcohol isn't a commodity just like bread or frozen peas. That's why every society has restrictions. The big problem is that alcohol is, relatively speaking, much cheaper than it was. Dr. Michael McBride, the Chief Medical Officer, has pointed out that in real terms, the cost of alcohol is actually only about 50% of what it was 30 years ago. And we note in particular, that the actual that the sale of alcohol, particularly in supermarkets, at very, very low prices, below cost prices, is leading to an increase in people buying drink. And in particular, it is young people and those who are alcohol dependent who will buy the very, very cheap drink.
So what do you do? So what would you see as a minimum? What would you see as a minimum price? What's the minimum price? What's a fair minimum price?
Well, we think around the area of, the consultation by the government is between 40 and 70 pence per unit. We'd see it at the lower end of that, around about between 40, 45, 50 pence. But we believe that this would have a significant impact upon the well-being of the population. But when you see people day in, day out, and the psychiatrists take history, not just upon the patient's alcohol intake themselves, but upon the background maybe of alcohol among the parents, the effect of that upon young people, it's the elephant in the living room which we've been ignoring for so long. And we really do need to tackle this, which is one of the biggest costs of physical illness and mental illness in our society.
Len Budopick, time to put a minimum price in and stop ignoring the elephant.
I understand the argument that we've just heard, but I couldn't disagree with it more. Two very simple reasons. First of all, this mixes up cause and effect. The reason people drink is because they're not happy, and just stopping them from having that escape doesn't make them happy. When I was a member of parliament, I can tell you that those people who are most disadvantaged, the ones who had the worst personal circumstances, were often the ones who drank the most. If you just take the drink away like the Taliban might, then you don't deal with the underlying issues which cause them to want to escape in the first place. The second thing is a philosophical point. I don't think the state's got any right to interfere with our rights to do things which are sometimes bad for ourselves, perhaps even silly decisions. Now, obviously, alcohol does have some impact on other people as well. But fundamentally, in my judgment, politicians do not have the right to do more than highlight the dangers and then respect our right in a free society to make the kind of decisions, as with smoking, with fatty foods, with eating burgers too often, that we've got the right to make in a free society.
So whenever this problem is costing here in Northern Ireland alone, £700 million a year, whenever we're hearing reports that there are children as young as 10 here being treated for alcohol abuse, the state as such should do nothing.
On the second point, no, the state can do something, but we need to deal with the underlying issues which cause people to drink. And taking this point about the children of 10 drinking, I believe the actual legal age for drinking in this country is, I think it's 4 with parental supervision at home. And we forget that. And the second thing is, we haven't had any discussion at all about the amount of the thousands of millions of pounds in tax which the government raises from alcohol. It's the same problem as we've got with cigarettes. Cigarettes produce billions of pounds of tax. So it's a one-sided argument simply to say, let's get rid of the problem of alcohol by banning it. Prohibition didn't work in America, and it wouldn't really work in the UK either.
Philip McGarry, is that right, that the age of 4 you can drink under supervision?
I'm not quite sure may indeed be true, but going back to the very basic points Limit is making, I mean, in truth, we have a huge problem in our society with alcohol. And indeed, at the World Health Organization had a major conference in New York, and they pointed out that the major factors having an effect upon the health of the world population are as due to tobacco, alcohol, and unhealthy foods. And one of the reasons, of course, why we're having difficulties is because these are all about big money.